tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can. Walter Petula, Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Test rates, Belichick and Saban most hated because they win. That's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I mean, whether they win or not, it has nothing to do with being the most disingenuous human on the planet. And this guy is. And that's who he is. I mean, I just laid out the examples for you. I didn't make any of those up. Those actually happened. Mr. An Offender on my Twitter feed writes, callers, texters, and tweeters that don't understand at Deptula's rage in Alabama not belonging in the last college football playoff, and a woman raising her hand with the words, I'm a moron.
That's a good one.
Hey, let me tell you about Crudel ED. Look, is there a business out there that doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crudel ED, they've partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. It's simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED. They'll figure out what your business needs and get this. They'll rebate your purchase up front with any LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixture, 6-inch down lights. Crude LED will pass on the Duke Power rebate up front to you with a simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. If saving money's on your list, go see my friends at Crude LED. Online, it's krutled.com or visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B. 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. It's Crute LED. Listen, LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, just $69 after rebate. Parking lot light fixtures, just $59 after rebate. Floodlights, wall pack lights. Listen, anything to do with lighting, Crude LED offers vastly improved quality of light, and with the upfront rebates, it's eminently affordable. You're going to wind up saving a ton of money in the long run. If you're a contractor, an electrician, if you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, if you've not yet teamed up with Crude LED, I have no idea what you're waiting for. But if you're just a business, a homeowner, you can go see my friends at Crude LED too. Tell them I sent you. Get out there today. You want to get in, 654-7627. We've been really busy last week and a half, but you can get in right now. Let's get to Georgia Fred on the Northland Communication phone lines. Fred, how are you?
Well, them too.
Hey, good to have you, Fred.
Yes, it's good to be here because, you're one of my outlets. I get to let off some steam. This is road rage, right?
It is.
And I think I'm going to have to rage a little bit because, every time I listen, I don't call in every time you talk about Saban, but every time you talk about Saban, my blood pressure goes up, literally. it literally goes up. And the most frustrating thing about the whole thing is two things. Number one, I don't like people to treat me like I'm the biggest buffoon that ever walked the face of the earth. And I don't like people insulting my intelligence. And Nick Saban does both. Nick Saban, when he puts out this stuff, I wish I could use the four-letter word that starts with an S, has an it in the middle, and a T at the end. But when he puts this stuff out that he fears for college players' health and safety because of up-tempo offenses. I mean, you're insulting the intelligence of any decent football follower that knows anything about the game of football. You're calling all of us complete idiots and fools.
And what was the truth, and Fred, you're 100% right. And what was the truth of that matter?
Well, here's the thing, okay? This is what Nick Saban is saying to all of us. when we get to the fourth quarter and my players' legs are like jelly, which they're not because he's too deep at every position. Let's get that straight first. I'm going into my rage now, Walt. I'm going into my rage now. You're too deep at every position, and you're putting this junk out that you're fearing for your players' health. Because when you get them to the fourth quarter, when you get my players to the fourth quarter, their legs are going to be tired and they're going to get injured. Where an up-tempo offense is going to get you to the fourth quarter, they want your legs like jelly so they can run past you, so they can run by you. Nick Saban wants to get you to the fourth quarter so your legs will feel like jelly so he can pound you.
Right, but Fred, and all that's true, but what was the truth of why he started this whole line?
Well, he wants to ensure that he continues his winning ways.
Well, that's it. The reason Saban started all this stuff about the up-tempo spreads was simple. He couldn't stop any of them. He was giving up 50 points and 600 yards to Johnny Manziel and to Ohio State, and they were begging for mercy because they couldn't stop any of these offenses.
That's right.
And that's why he invented this whole thing about too dangerous. By the way, there was never any evidence, not one iota's worth of evidence, that up-tempo spreads were any more dangerous than any other offense.
The evidence supports what he built at Alabama is what's going to cause injury.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. He says this stuff like he really expects people to believe it.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of what Brando said. You know, it not only is Alabama given privilege, but everyone's afraid to challenge it. I mean, you know, everyone just sort of accepts it.
And people are thinking, okay, he's a Georgia fan. He's upset. He got beat. Listen, Alabama fans, Nick Saban, if you're listening, you're winning. It's okay. You don't have to change a thing. You're already winning. Newsflash, Alabama, you're winning. You're one of the greatest pro football programs in history. You're already there. What are you doing? What are you worried about? What are you stressing about? What are you trying to change the game of football about?
Fred's fired up. That's what we're talking about, Fred.
Preach it.
My gosh. Okay, Maude, I'm going to have to calm down before I have to go to the emergency room.
Thank you, Fred.
Oh, man, God.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Fred. Good job. Let's see. It's Seminole Ted and Kenneth who wants to discuss Lincoln Riley's comments on Georgia. That's good. Ted, how are you, Ted?
Hey, well, it's hot outside, but I'm doing well. How was your fourth?
Yeah, it's summer in South Carolina, Ted. What were you expecting?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're way past the halfway point. Braves are still in first place. They survived your correction for now. What moves do you see them making before the trade deadline, if any? And how do you think they'll fare the second half of the season?
Well, look, I'm not sure about specific moves. I think they would still like to address the pitching. You know, I think that, you know, one obvious weakness is Julio Teheran. You know, I don't think
he's a disaster right now.
Right. And I don't think that was when the season started, he was supposed to be the ace. Instead, you know, he's been the albatross. He's been the guy who brings you down. I mean, when you lost game two, you knew you weren't winning game three. When you lost game two, you knew you weren't winning game three with him going. So I think that's still an area that they'd like to address. And that's a possibility in terms of, you know, how they've played to date. Look, they've been remarkably consistent for a much longer period of time than I thought they would be. I thought they would have faded by now. I thought they would finish, you know, barely over 500. But it seems that they're getting real contributions. You know, they're also getting some career years from guys. You know, you're getting guys like Markakis, who's having Markakis is, you know, you go back the last few years, he was sort of average. And he's having a career year, and you're getting a lot of that. And, of course, you're getting contributions from the young players, and Acuña's becoming more of a factor. So there's a lot of reasons to like the Braves. But, you know, at the same time, you still have to worry about Philadelphia. I have no idea what's going on with Washington. They called a players-only meeting the other day. Do you know that Washington had lost 17 of their last 22 games when they called that players-only meeting? I mean, can you imagine? See, that's what's hard to understand. A team with Washington's talent and ability losing 17 of 22 games. Meanwhile, the Braves continue to get the most out of their ability. So I think at this point in the year, the Braves are clearly a contender for a playoff spot and perhaps as well for the division. And, you know, if I'm picking somebody in that division right now, I might have to pick Atlanta.
I like hearing that. So, you know, there's people I wouldn't move in the organization. I doubt anybody's going to take Teron right now. Who would you give up in order to get another arm? And I'll take it off the air.
All right, Ted, thank you. You know, Ted, I really can't answer that because that would depend on the quality of the other arm. You know, and until we know that, I'd just be throwing names out blindly, and I don't really want to do that. So, you know, we'll see. I think that clearly they'll make a move because quite honestly, they're ahead of schedule. I don't think there's anybody in the Atlanta Braves hierarchy, if you had asked them before the year and you could attach them to a lie detector machine, who would have believed that the Braves are going to be where they are right now. Nobody.
Nobody.
You know, I think the Braves, I think they've far exceeded expectations to this point, and they're like 2 years ahead of schedule. So, you know, the question is, how much do you want to give up if you still have a plan, which they do? See, listen, at the end of the process, the Braves aren't winning the World Series this year. All right, they're probably not going to the World Series, but. And maybe that's what you still hold on to. Maybe you still sort of stick to your plan, knowing that you're ahead of schedule, and maybe don't want to give up too much for any short-term gain that isn't, because that's what the Braves did before. I mean, after the heyday period, that's fundamentally the team that needed to be broken apart. Let me get Kenneth in here. Kenneth, how are you?
I'm fine. I'll take my question off air. It seems to me that Lincoln Riley was just mad because he got beat. What are your comments on his comment about Georgia not being a top five defense if they play in the Big 12?
Okay, Ken, let me just stop for 1 second because I'm not sure I heard this comment. So what Riley said, what? He said that they wouldn't be a top five defense if they played in the Big 12?
That was Riley's comment.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's probably true. I mean, it's probably true because those offenses are unbelievable, and they can score on anybody, and you got a chance to witness that. I mean, no one else did to you what Oklahoma did to you in that game, and that was Mayfield playing with the flu or whatever he was playing with. So, you know, I think there's some truth to that, but you know, I don't think it means very much. I mean, I do think the Big 12 has always been ahead schematically, offensively. But, of course, the defenses out there aren't very good either. So, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I think that from a Georgia standpoint, if you're a Georgia fan, hey, you're the ones who moved on. They didn't. So, you know, he's probably a little bitter about that still.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah, a texter just wrote, and I think hit it right, and that is that if you throw Georgia, okay. No, this is actually the quote. This is the quote from Lincoln Riley. If you throw Georgia in the Big 12 every year, there's no way they're a top five defense in the country, Riley said with an interview with ESPN on Sirius XM. Again, that seems almost undeniable because, you know, Georgia gave up like a million points versus Oklahoma. So, you know, if they're facing those kind of offenses like you face in the Big 12, they're not all like that. But if you want to say to me, well, that would impact their standing defensively, yeah. But look, Georgia wasn't a great defensive team this past year anyway. I think they were a pretty good defensive team, but I don't think they were great. I think they were exposed to some extent in that game. And of course, that Georgia team lost a lot of personnel. So, you know, we'll see what Georgia is this year. I think Georgia might take a slight step back, but it's only temporary if they do. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, the greatest Italian food anywhere. Your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, cheesy goodness. And then they serve them with the marinara sauce, which I'm craving right now. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Manja, it's the finest sauce you'll ever taste. You dip those hot, cheesy garlic knots in that sauce. You don't need anything else, but then you will. John's in there shaking his head. So, John.
That sounds good. Yeah.
No, you haven't tried that.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
I know from experience that it's.
Oh, there you go. Incredible, isn't it? And then the appetizers. What do you do the appetizers, John? If so, what's your go-to?
Pepperoni twist.
Yeah, see, a ton of people. If you like pepperoni, you have to get the pepperoni twist. Am I lying, John? Does that not come on a big platter?
It's huge.
It's an appetizer.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people whose eyes are bigger than their stomach there, mm-hmm. and they'll order that, and they don't even finish the appetizer when they've ordered a dinner. You know, so there's that. And then you get to the entrees, the Taste of Italy, the chicken parmesan, the pizza, which is award-winning, the desserts, which are insanely good, and then and are all homemade with the exception of the cheesecake, which comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York. And I am telling you, I don't care what you think your grandma makes, that is the greatest cheesecake you will ever taste in your life. Period, and they give you this giant chunk of it. So get out to Joe's and stuff your face. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Spud, you're up first when we get back. Still to come on Road Rage, we have the draft of the running backs, and Team 45 is revealed today on the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers, and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hey guys, if she wanted an engagement truck, you'd be all over it. Or a shotgun, or a Yeti cooler. But a diamond? Why in the world does it need to be a diamond? What does it do for anyone? Well, for her, it does quite a bit. It's a daily reminder of the fact that you see and respect the real her, that she's more to you than just another girl. It's a symbol of trust and caring, of a belief that the two of you are meant for each other. Diamonds are the chosen symbol because they last forever. It's the only thing you can give to her that she can wear every day, and it will still look as good in 50 years as it did the day you gave it to her. Also, if it's that time for you to show someone special how much she means to you, I'd like to invite you to Scores Jewelers in Anderson. At Scores, our goal is simply to offer guidance and expertise to help you find the right diamond and the right ring. What we won't offer is pressure. We believe strongly in taking care of people and making friends, because friends come back and we'd like to see you again. Our new building isn't quite ready yet, so you can still find us between Old Navy and Pier 1 in Anderson or online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com. I'm William Nichols, and I want to be your jeweler.
Equipped for anything with a John Deere 3025E compact tractor from AgPro. It's equipped with a low price of $139 per month. And we have all the attachments you'll ever need. Request a quote at agproco.com. Offer ends 7/31/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Finance. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payments. See dealer for details.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away, I pray.
Walt Tiptoli, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. Let me get to Spud on the Northland Communication phone line. Spud, what's going on, Spud?
Well, I don't have anything to talk about. I've been fishing on the Wando River down here in Charleston.
Yeah.
And I got back in my car and turned the radio on and was listening to sports talk, and all I could get was the Bobby Harton show. And yeah. It was so bad. I listened to it all the way from Paradise Point all the way back to McClellanville, and all he talked about that whole time, which is about 35 minutes, was they need to double up taking showers at the World Cup because they're out of water. I said, "Dagum, I'm just going to call in the Walt show. They'll put me on hold for an hour, and I can listen to them all the way back here."
That's great, Spud. I hope the fishing went better.
Oh yeah, I whacked it pretty good. So
good.
Anyway, going back to the house of Litchfield with a coot in law. Just a week of vacation.
Well, I appreciate you listening, Spud.
Listen, people on Tiger that fuss about your show all the time, man, they don't know what bad radio is. They need to come down here and listen to Bobby Harden for 30 minutes and hear 25 minutes of commercials and 5 minutes of talking about doubling up, taking showers at the World Cup.
Well, thank you, Spud. I appreciate it. Look, the way I am, it's just all black and white, and people are going to complain about things from time to time. It's just the way it is. But we bill ourselves as the most informative sports talk show in America, and I think we prove that every single day. Talent analysis-wise, picking games, everything else, and we just call it like we see it. And yeah, that bothers some people, but it's the way it goes. But I'm glad you like it, Spud. Thank you. John, you want to say something?
No, I was going to say it's 2018. Someone's going to find something to complain about no matter what you do, so you might as well.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
That's black
weird.
Or white.
Byron, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Byron. Appreciate you getting in.
Would it be a bad comparison to compare the Braves to the Yankees last year, meaning that the talent is there and they're a little bit ahead of schedule? Because the Yankees are a little bit ahead of schedule as well, and that's why they made the moves they did last year. And I would compare the Braves to the Yankees.
Maybe.
I want to get your perspective.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, when I look, the Braves essentially tore down their entire organization and started over. And they acquired picks and built their farm system up to be the best in the major leagues. And I think now they're starting to to reap the benefits of all that. You know, that's what they've been able to do. And yeah, I mean, from a Braves standpoint, if you're already in this position, then the next few years are going to be really interesting because I think the Braves are only going to get better and better.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, you know, you're 100% right. I think it's an interesting comparison. So there's that. You want to get in 654-7627. Lots to get to on the show. Still to come, we will get to our running back draft, our college running back draft, which is similar to what we did with the quarterbacks the other day. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. By the way, it's always the loudest voice that you hear that complains. You know, that's the way it works. You know, it's just people come away with a perception, I think, that sometimes just is not the case. You can get in, 654-7627. You know, I saw this. My rings, 108 rings. My 108 rings were seized by U.S. custom officers. U.S. custom officers seized 108 fake Super Bowl rings. Have you ever wanted a Super Bowl ring? If so, they're extremely difficult to get. Basically, the only way to acquire one is to play or work for a team that wins the Super Bowl or win one at auction from someone who decides they don't need or want theirs anymore and rather have some cash instead. The thing is, they're very expensive. Teams tend to spend somewhere around $30,000 per ring for players, coaches, and staff, while several rings that have gone up for auction have fetched prices far higher than that. Lawrence Taylor's son reportedly auctioned off his father's Super Bowl ring for close to $250,000.
Wow.
Of course, because the rings are so valuable, there's also a pretty big market for replica rings. And anytime replicas are sold, there are also going to be some outright fakes from people looking to make a quick buck. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection may have recently shut down a few such people looking for a few such bucks. CBH announced this week that it seized 108 counterfeit Super Bowl rings that, had they been real, would have been valued at over $1 million. Man, that's pretty brazen attempt at counterfeiting. It's good money if you can get it, but generally you can't get it if the product is so shoddy that it gets pointed out right away at the point of entry. So apparently these rings were not very good replicas, I would guess, that they were so easily discovered, but I'm not entirely sure. Listen, there are scammers everywhere. I mean, there are people looking to get over and scammers absolutely everywhere. And apparently even when it comes to Super Bowl rings. So I don't know. It's I guess it's just par for the course. Let me get to Randy in Walhalla. Randy, how are you? Randy. Hey, Randy, appreciate you getting in.
I want to talk about Jake Bentley.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this, I know you put him at what, 19 in your list?
I think he was something like that, yeah.
Yeah. He reminds me of Blake Mitchell. So, what I've done, and I'm a Gamecock fan, so what I do now is I just don't watch the first quarter because he's going to throw three or four to fans in the stands, and then after that, he does a good job.
Yeah, you know, look, he may be a little jacked up early in games, and then he settles down after it. Part of it was, I think he felt a lot of pressure in his face. That offensive line didn't do a great job of protecting him either, so I think there's that. I think this year he'll get a little better protection, although the loss of Hayden Hurst is certainly going to hurt. But he does get Deebo Samuel back. That'll help. I think the running game will be a little better. And I would expect him to improve and play and be more consistent. You know, again, he makes some throws that look like NFL throws, but then he'll make four or five consecutive throws that look like a 12-year-old throw him. So, you know, he's got to improve his consistency. And I think having better and more mature supporting cast will help him in that regard.
Well, Do you think the new quarterback's coach will help more than the previous coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're going to be a little more up-tempo and you're going to spread things out a little more, that should help him. So, and it may help the offensive line as long as conditioning isn't a problem.
Right. I also want to shout out some of your sponsors, like the Butcher's Block in Anderson.
Yeah.
The best Reuben sandwich that's ever been made.
Is that right? Well, I'm going to need to try that because I'm a big Reuben sandwich guy.
Well, you know, most of the time in a Reuben, the sauerkraut overpowers everything else.
Yeah.
But this one, everything just blends in.
Okay, I'm trying that one, Randy, on your recommendation.
And Omaha Steaks.
Oh, they're great.
A couple of them for I got the package for Father's Day. And I got some falling, and I'm grilling them tomorrow.
Well, thank you, Randy. Thank you. You know, it's that Father's Day package was a pretty unbelievable deal for like $49. Can't beat that.
Yeah, you know, I told my son, if you don't get me that Father's Day Omaha package, you're done.
Exactly right. Good job, Randy.
All right, well,
thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you using the sponsors as well. People want to know. Texter wants to know if all the callers are calling from an air show today. There is that. There is that element. I've got to admit, there is a little air show element. All right, let's start working through this because it's going to take a while to go through the running back list and talk about all these players and what they mean. So here's the list. All right. These guys are in no particular order right now, and then we will be drafting off of this list.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to start at the bottom, and I'm pretty sure, let me just see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, yeah, I have way more than 25. I probably have 35 or 40 names on the list. So by the time we're done, we'll have 25 names from 25 to 1 in terms of the impact on the college football season and on college football in general. All right. Here's your list.
Okay.
These are your running backs to consider. LJ Scott, Michigan State. Darrell Henderson, Memphis. Zach Moss, Utah. Jalen Moore, App State. David Montgomery, Iowa State. Damian Harris, Bama. Miles Gaskin, Washington. Travion Williams, Texas A&M. Aris Williams, Mississippi State. Devin Singletary, Florida Atlantic. A.J. Dillon, Boston College. Travis Etienne. I think you know where he plays. Najee Harris, also Alabama, the second Bama Harris to make my list. J.K. Dobbins, Ohio State. DeAndre Swift, Georgia. Jonathan Taylor, Wisconsin. Benny Snell, Kentucky. Bryce Love, Stanford. Justice Hill, Oklahoma State. Now, here's a name that none of you know. I've said it on the show once or twice before. He's your third Bama running back, okay, and the one that no one knows. His name is Brian Robinson. He's a Bama sophomore, and we will get to Brian Robinson in a little bit. Trey Sermon and Rodney Anderson from Oklahoma. Alex Barnes from Kansas State. Patrick Laird from California. Juwan Washington, San Diego State. Cam Akers, Florida State. Ty Johnson, Maryland. Kervante Benson, Georgia Tech. Travis Homer, Miami. Spencer Brown, UAB. Miles Sanders, Penn State. And Demaria Crockett, Missouri. And I think that's it. And so that's the list that is going to be the master list that we draft off of today. And John, I'll allow you to make arguments, debates for any of these guys. You callers and texters can do so as well. We'll talk about how these guys actually rank in terms of impact on the college game. Bruce writes, who do you despise more, Saban or Coach K? You know, at this point, both of them. I just think they're amongst the most disingenuous individuals in sports. Texas says, you really hate Florida. How and why do I really hate Florida? What did I say about Florida?
Where do the Gators come from?
Yeah, I mean, he's giving me all the Florida backs. Well, Jordan Scarlett's a good player, and I can consider him. Florida's got to do something offensively, though, and it's easy to be the best player on a bad team, as we've said all the time. So there's that. But we'll break this down into 25 guys, and I'll tell you in each case why the guy is being selected. You want to get in and talk about it, you're welcome to do so. 654-7627. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Can you feel it? The most wonderful time of the year is almost here. That moment you've waited and long anticipated for is just around the corner. The Tigers will be hitting the field in September head to toe in their gear, but will you be as game day ready? Tiger Sports Shop has everything you need to be a Tiger through and through this football season. For hats, t-shirts, tailgate gear, Nike apparel, and more, visit our family-owned and operated and newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard or in downtown Clemson, 364 College Avenue.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what's mine. So it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was his ragged down.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Grid WCCB, 105.5 The Roar. Ray on the text line, on the health care text line, still wants to know if anyone has come forward with the location of the Snickers espresso bars as yet. I haven't seen it yet, Ray. I haven't seen it yet. He says, I'm looking forward to the list, but that's what he really needs to know. I still need to find that out for myself, so we shall see. John, you had some thoughts on Florida football, I think, during the break, didn't you?
Yeah, I just, you know, if we want to talk about where are their running backs in the list, I unfortunately had to sit and watch some of the replay of the Florida-Kentucky game from last year, and there doesn't need to be anyone from Florida.
There doesn't need to be anyone from Florida.
Nope, that's my humble opinion.
Well, I think you're probably right. They're not making this list.
Not yet, anyways.
All right, John. Of the aforementioned backs that you heard me discuss, who do you like? Who don't you like? Why do you like them? That type of thing.
Well, I'm a Clemson guy, so obviously Tavian Feaser and ETN. Whichever one, they both kind of get crossed over. But I won't bore people with a Clemson opinion, but I think that Najee Harris from Alabama has a chance to be a really good back. Obviously, Damian Harris is probably going to, you know, take the majority of the carries there, but I think both Harrises have a chance to be really good. I like Swift of Georgia.
Well, you know, not for nothing, but just on that subject, where was Damian Harris in the second half of the national championship game?
Not entirely sure.
Well, he was replaced. Najee Harris was the star. You know, everyone remembers Tua Tagovailoa, but people forget that it was Najee Harris, the sophomore, who starred in the second half of that game along with Tua Tagovailoa. They didn't just change quarterback. They switched running backs in the second half, and somehow people missed that. So as good as Damian Harris was, and he's a horse, it was actually Najee Harris who starred in the second half of that game, the younger Harris. Alabama went with the youth movement in the second half of that game, and it certainly benefited them. And we'll talk about the Alabama backs in depth and where they fit here. So you're lumping the Clemson backs together.
I am. I guess right now on the post spring depth chart, you know, Dabo said that ETN was one, Feaster was two. I don't think it matters who walks out there first. I think they're all going to get about the same amount of carries.
I hope that's not the case. I, seriously, as I've said for forever now, I mean, Travis ETN is the talent in the room. No offense to Feaster. I think Feaster is a talented guy. I think he's always been the clear two. But it's just as clear to me that ETN is one. And I think that I think Etienne's the most talented back I've ever seen at Clemson, ever. And so I hope that the carries are not split, because I feel that every carry that doesn't go to Etienne is a waste if he can handle it. I think he's a threat to go the distance every time he touches it. I think his explosiveness is truly unique, and guys sort of bounce off him. I mean, if you go back and you watch film of him, guys sort of bounce off him. And I think he has the chance to truly be special, and when all is said and done, to be considered the best back to have ever played at Clemson. Now, he has to connect the dots, and he has to do the work, etc. But I think that when you look at this Clemson football team, if they're going to be the best that they can be, I think it's all about Etienne. And I hope he gets 200 carries, because I think if he gets 200 carries, Clemson's going to have a very special season. I just think he's a really unique player. From an explosiveness standpoint, he's virtually unparalleled. I do think that Feaster will get the second most carries, but I do respect him, and I think he has ability, but he, as talented as he is, Etienne to me is just on a completely different level, and I've thought this from the moment I saw him, even when I evaluated his high school film, and I still do. And so for me, he's a guy who will fare pretty well on this list. And he'll be the only Clemson back on the list. But we'll get to that. All right, who else do you like, John, or not like?
I've heard a lot going on about the, his name's blank on the top of my head, the running back at Iowa State.
David Montgomery.
He seems to be getting a lot of publicity.
Montgomery's an interesting guy because he's a guy who carries it a lot. He's really tough. Montgomery is what an NFL back looks like. He's not a lot of flash. He's not a guy who's going to take it 60 yards. Mm-hmm. What he's going to give you is the 5-6 hard yards between the tackles on every play. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield. And Iowa State actually has another kid that complements him, who was out injured last year. He'll be back this year. But Montgomery's a future NFL back, but maybe not as explosive as some of the other backs here. But just a really good, complete football player who does everything well. Catches the ball, blocks, tough as nails, great in the red zone, physical runner. But not a guy who has an extra gear. Not a guy who's going 60 yards on you. You won't see that type of thing out of Montgomery. So, he's in the conversation for the top 10 or 12 backs. So we'll see. Florida Gator says, Jordan Scarlett, John, he didn't play in the game you watched.
No one left that good of an impression on me in that game that I watched, so obviously I didn't take any names. So
let's take a look at pull up. You know what, John? Pull up Jordan Scarlett's stats for last year.
All right, if you want my
pull up his stats. Let's see exactly what he did stat wise. So we're gonna draft these guys, and I'll give you reasons for every position and why I think what I do. About them. Some of them have had multiple years success. Some of them are younger players, and fundamentally we're going to go through and rank them all and draft them all. And number 25 is going to be Georgia Tech running back Kervante Benson. Benson rushed for 1,000 yards last year. He is a squat, physical, really tough guy with home run speed, which he nearly showed against Clemson early in that game when he broke loose for like a 60-yard run, but petered out as he approached the end zone. Benson was a 100-meter champion in Georgia. and they like him a lot. I think any time he played last year, Georgia Tech was good. Anytime he wasn't on the field, Georgia Tech was a different team. Now, Georgia Tech has much better depth at that position this year, and so we'll see if Benson continues to get the majority of the carries there. But his natural evolution, if he does, should be a big season. So Kervante Benson of Georgia Tech, for an offense that is actually pretty loaded this year, that returns basically their offensive line, it's the best backfield situation there since Georgia Tech went to the Orange Bowl. And Benson should only build on his 1,000-yard season. I would be surprised if he didn't have at least 1,200 or 1,300 yards as a focal point of that offense this year. Although, again, he may share some of the load this year, which could impact his numbers. Kervante Benson at 25. We're going to stay in the ACC because the ACC is actually pretty loaded. Go ahead, John.
I found the stats on Mr. Scarlett here.
Yeah.
Well, last season we didn't hear much of him because he spent the entire season suspended away from the team.
Yeah.
So that's kind of hard to find a stat read on him. But in 2016, he led the team with 179 carries, 889 rushing yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Yeah. You know, I think he has something to prove, and we'll see what happens over the course of the year. We'll see how he fits in Dan Mullen's offense. For right now, no Florida back is going to make this top 25. There are just too many talented backs who are productive and without issue. So Kervante Benson starts it at 25. At 24, we'll stay in the ACC. I think the ACC has a lot of talented running backs this year. And another of those guys is found in the Coastal Division, and that's Travis Homer of Miami. I thought Homer was really good when he came in for an injured Walton. He was physical, in fact, more physical than Walton. I thought he had surprising vision. He was a tough runner. In fact, of all the things on that Miami football team, I might like Homer as much or more than any of them. I'm not a fan of Rozier. I think the Jackson kid at defensive end is talented. The linebackers are pretty good. But I think the guy that really surprised was Travis Homer, and I think he's going to be a much better player this year. I think he's going to continue to build on what he's done. I would be shocked if he wasn't a 1,000-yard rusher, probably a 1,200 or 1,300-yard rusher for Miami this year. So Travis Homer makes the list at 24. John, you have thoughts on that? By the way, I have a texter writing me Miles Sanders. Of course, Miles Sanders was on our master list, which I read off a few minutes ago. Sanders is the guy who's going to be tasked with replacing Saquon Barkley. But if you watch Sanders on film, he has the ability to replace Saquon Barkley. He's fast, explosive, elusive. I don't think Penn State is going to lose as much at that position as people believe. I think they're going to suffer in other areas, but not necessarily that spot. All right, John, thoughts on the first two guys, both out of the ACC Coastal?
I like both of them. A fan of Homer's at Miami. I think he's got kind of the ability to really change the game for them. They're not getting too much of that out of the quarterback play, so they're going to need that coming out of the backfield. And I think Homer's going to be he's going to have a big year down there for Miami.
All right. And I would agree with that. I think that he's the one of the best parts of that football team, as we said. When you try and live draft off a list of 40 players and all the considerations, yeah, Tester writes interior defense. If that's a text on Miami, you're right. I mean, they lost 3 of their 4 defensive linemen. So if that text is about Miami, you're correct. From a Penn State standpoint, it's the secondary, which is a concern. I just don't think they're in a position to replace an entire secondary. That secondary was elite last year. They were pretty talented. It doesn't matter which position you're talking about, whether it's a Marcus Allen or anybody back there, Haley, they were all good. That group together was pretty good. And even then, at times they were exploited. But that group, that's a big loss for that football team. I just don't think they have the personnel to replace that entire defensive secondary. So there's that. Number 23 on my list is Utah running back Zach Moss. You know, Moss is a lot like every Utah running back. Every time you think that that Utah is going to be down at that position, they find somebody. And that was true in the case of Zach Moss as well. And I think Moss is going to be a big-time player again for Utah. Moss has that sort of prototypical historical NFL build. You're talking about guys like 5'10 and 218 or 20 pounds. He's thick. He's strong. He rushed for nearly 1,200 yards last year in his sophomore season. I would expect that you're going to get more of that from Zach Moss this year, and he'll be one of the featured elements of that Utah offense. So I think Zach Moss of Utah makes my list at number 23 and is a player to watch. And if he has the type of season I think he's capable of, then you could really see.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
While international soccer tournaments might try, nothing rallies the world together like chicken wings. So we're doing our part to bring nations together with five traditional wings for just $5 during international soccer matches. The during soccer matches condition is just a coincidence. We have total faith.